You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, welcome back into WWL's First News. Our thoughts turn to sports. This is a big sports weekend. No doubt it's going to be for the next several weeks, as well as Christmas and outdoor sports. Boy, what a busy time it is. Well, the NCAA transfer portal really officially does not open until January the 2nd. It runs through January 16th. It's 14 days when players can make campus visits and make their decisions to transfer in and out of programs in college. Now, until it opens, the players can announce their intentions of entering that portal. And as of the date, the last list I see at LSU, 10 LSU Tigers will be set to transfer. And joining us to comment on that is Glenn Gilbo, the editor of Tiger Rag. Glenn, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, Don. Merry Christmas.
They're tamed to you, man. Every time I hear your voice, Glenn, it takes me back to the old neighborhood days, you know, Airline Park days.
Yep, the Gilbos, the Dubukes, and the Thompsons. What a trio.
Yep, and, you know, I think our dads would be proud that we've picked up the interest in LSU that they had. You know, they weren't no two bigger fans than your dad and mine, and critics, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wonder what they would think of the transfer portal.
Oh, my God, they'd hate it. They would definitely hate it. Well, you know, two guys that use the transfer portal is Brian Kelly and Lane Kiffin, the coaches' portal, Kelly, for portal. For different reasons, and I got a list of players here, and I don't think we got time to go over all of them, but I'm going to give you the ones I think are going to be the most significant losses. Number one, quarterback Colin Hurley. I mean, quarterbacks at LSU are getting to be an endangered species, and, you know, he didn't really get to prove himself, but to lose any quarterback right now can't be helpful.
No, but, you know, Lane Kiffin is really known for bringing in great quarterbacks through the portal. Like, he got Jackson Dart to Ole Miss from USC, which is a feat in itself. I think you're going to see him bring in a couple of really good veteran quarterbacks. So I don't think Colin is going to be missed. And, you know, he quit the team at midseason. He was upset that he wasn't the backup. He didn't earn that job. So I don't know if that's a great loss. I really think the biggest loss is Carius Kern, the offensive tackle, a true freshman from Arkansas who played quite a bit. In fact, the only true freshman offensive lineman who played last year for LSU. That was a big loss. I don't really think the other ones are significant.
Juwan Johnson, you don't think he'll be missed?
he's a talented player, but you know he couldn't find the field last year. Possibly that's a big loss, but he didn't have a lot of numbers this past year. And again, you know, Lane is likely to bring in Kawan Lacy, a great running back at Ole Miss last season. So, you know, the most busy Lane has been at since he got the job is going over LSU's roster and moving people out and because he's going to bring some people in because he's really good at the portal. So I think he's not impressed with LSU's talent, and you know it didn't show very impressive on the field on offense. So I think you're going to see changes like that.
Yeah, well, a lot of LSU players are not happy or convinced that he's going to be the best solution for them, and they're looking to bail out. How about defensive lineman Ahmad Bro? He had a lot of playing time.
Yeah, Ahmad Bro. That's he was a player that you thought might have a good future at LSU. I'll tell you another thing. Some of the guys are leaving on their own because they might not like Lane, but they're not getting paid what they were getting paid last year because Lane's bringing in better players and they're going to get the money. So some of these players that were at LSU already, they're being asked to come back for less pay. So they're leaving. That might be the case with Kern and with Bro.
That could be. We're talking with Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag. He's got some special perspectives on LSU. We're talking about the transfer portal, who will be leaving. It's going to be a different-looking team, not only coaching-wise, but player-wise. Glenn, we'll be right back after the traffic, and you can tell me any more of these plays you think are going to be missed, and maybe where Lane Kiffin is looking around to bring some new talent into LSU. We're back right after this traffic report with Courtney.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, we're talking LSU football, and some of the players will be leaving. You be quite a different look, not only in the coaches' booth, but also on the field. We're talking with Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag, really focuses on LSU and overlooking some of the players that will be leaving. Glenn, another one that's going to be making the exit, cornerback Ashton Stamps. And I've kind of followed his career closely. You know, he played at our alma mater, Archbishop Rummel, in his freshman year. It looked like he was doing real well. And then I saw him get beat pretty badly on defense, and then they just didn't give him much playing time. How much of a loss do you think he'll be?
Well, you know, Ashton is not a loss because he was not playing this past season. And when he was starting, the defense was really bad up until the year before last. And he also left the team. So he was not coming back. You know, when you go 7-5 and the coach gets fired and you don't go to the playoffs, and the coach was supposed to go to the playoffs commensurate to his contract, you know, you're not going to bring the same players back. So that's why you see so many LSU players on the portal.
Glenn, looking at the players that are on the portal and then looking at what Lane Kiffin is looking at, do you think the team is going to have a net gain or a net loss due to transfer portal?
I would think, just looking at Lane's track record in the portal, they're going to have a net gain. I mean, he's known as the master of the portal at Ole Miss. He had the number one portal class in 24. He's had highly ranked portal classes ever since he's been at Ole Miss. And one of the reasons for that is that, you know, Mississippi as a state doesn't have the same amount of players, quality players, as Louisiana does. So his strategy while he was at Ole Miss was to go to the portal. What's going to be interesting is one of the reasons he came to LSU was because of the high school rich recruiting area. And that's one of the reasons Saban advised him to take the LSU job. So it's going to be interesting to see how much better he recruits high school players in Louisiana, in addition to his portal mastery. Now, you know, I think this year he's going to rely on the portal more, but then as the years go by, he's going to get more into the high school recruiting, because that takes more years of work, whereas you can do the portal overnight. So I think you'll see, like, not this class, but the next class will probably have more high school players impacting the team than portal. This first year, it's going to be portal players.
I haven't looked at the Ole Miss transfer portal, and I don't know if those players have announced or they may be going to hold back because they're still active and playing. But do you think he's going to pick on some of his players and bring them to LSU with him, and who might they be?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, since he brought his whole offensive staff with him, basically, and they might even be getting Kevin Smith, the running back coach at Ole Miss now. He may be coming with the running back, Kawan Lacy. The word is that's a package deal. And Ole Miss has already replaced Kevin, supposedly, with Frank Wilson, though Frank could take another position. But he's likely to be the Ole Miss new running backs coach. So it looks like Kevin and Kawan are leaving, and I would say LSU has a good chance of getting them. Kawan was a great running back this past season, 1,200-yard rusher. And then Trinidad Chambliss is the senior quarterback at Ole Miss, who's a dual threat, had a great season this year. He's highly ranked in passing efficiency, and he's a good runner. You can see him play Saturday. He's trying to get an NCAA waiver to have another senior year, which has been a pretty common occurrence from the NCAA. So if he gets that senior year for 2026, chances are he would return to his offensive coordinator, his quarterback coach, his head coach at LSU. And that could be your quarterback at LSU next year. If not Trinidad Chambliss, they have a chance of getting Sam Levitt, the Arizona State quarterback, who has entered the portal.
Sounds like we might be looking at the LSU Rebels next year, huh? Between the coach, yeah, and the players and all the coaches. Definitely. Should be interesting.
Definitely. A lot of Ole Miss coaches were on the plane with Lane when he left for LSU on November 30th, which is kind of funny, because when Nick Saban left Michigan State for LSU, none of the coaches joined.
Yeah.
So Lane brought us his train for sure.
Well, it's going to be interesting, and it's going to be a very interesting game, LSU playing Ole Miss next season, too. You don't want to miss that one.
Oh, yeah. September 19th in Oxford. It's going to be bloody. I think the LSU Ole Miss rivalry is going to be like it was back in the day when our dads were following it, because the way this is with the swapping coaches, you know, the blood between them, it may be bigger than the LSU-Alabama rivalry.
Well, it was a great rivalry back then. We're juxtaposition with Mississippi, and hopefully it will be revived, and it should be a good one. Glenn, thanks for joining us. As always, great talking to you. Tell the rest of the family hello, and y'all have a Merry Christmas, my friend.
Same to you, Don. Thank you.
All right. Glenn Gilbo, editor of the Tiger Rag. All right. When we come back after the top of the hour news, we're staying with football. Mike Dettillier joins us. We're going to talk about Tulane's chances to be the underdog and pull an upset against Ole Miss, and also the battle between, two underdogs will be playing, the New Orleans Saints, 4-10, and the New York Jets, 3-11. We'll talk to Mike Dettillier, our sports analyst. But first, we got the WWL's first news, and we're back right after this. Don Dubuque in for Tommy Tucker on the Big 870.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.